Pause a while, me friends, and listen to what I'm going to tell to you about the events in Dublin City and the cares of the IDATU. Dunstore's branch in Henry Street was where the trouble first began. That led to the strike, the famous strike of 10 young women and one young man. At the union conference that year, they said, "We will not compromise with apartheid." And they voted to boycott all South African merchandise. Karen Kieran, Dunshop steward, told her mates about the ban. They said, "We'll stick by the resolution, 10 young women and one young man." Mary Manning from Kilmainham, a 21-year-old cashier, was put to the test the very next morning, and she spoke up loud and clear. "No, I'm afraid I cannot serve you, them grapefruit South African. And some of us here are opposed to apartheid, 10 young women and one young man." Well, there was a hell of a hullabaloo, with moans and shouts and angry cries. The boss was foaming at the mouth, and the suits running round like blue-arsed flies. "You'll sell that fruit or be suspended, we'll tolerate no union ban." How little did they understand the will of 10 young women and one young man. Mary Manning got the push, that girl of independent mind. 10 of her workmates went with her and joined her on the picket line. For days and weeks and months they stood there, held their nerve and kept the ban, showing the will and determination of 10 young women and one young man. So here's to the girls of Dublin City who stretched their hands across the sea, gave the world a perfect lesson in worker solidarity. Here's to the folk who heed the boycott, won't buy cape and spurn out span. And to the fellow who made their number, 10 young women and one young man.